degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here in Van Buren, glad you're here with us. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 in the Bomber Sports Network. Lady Bombers have the lead, 12-9 our score, as we're ready to go here in the second quarter. Van Buren with the basketball. They're still moving from right to left in front of us here. Van Buren, they got off to a quick start, but Mountain Home responded really quick, Brad.
Yeah, they did. We've been on a 12 to 9 run or something, or 12-4 run.
That's ended by Cam Schmidt's wit layup off the glass. Good, and it's a 1-point game now.
Yeah, they started off 5-0 run on us, and we, you know, got it on the kind of as responded with a 12-4 run. This game may be about some runs and how who can you outdo the run from Van Buren.
As 3-pointer on the way from Moore is good, and it's a 4-point lead once again. Lake and Moore with 5 points. And well, if shots are falling, Lady Bombers are even better.
They're tough to beat. You got two legit scores in Lakin. Got 10. Got working on 10 here. Working on 10. Oh, almost got it.
About a second short of it. They try to dump it down to low block to Gilbert as it's going to be reset. Cone's going to have the basketball. Brings it back up top to, what did we say number two was?
We have her on our scouting report, but they don't have it in the deal. That is Hope Odom.
Hope Odom as she dumps it down off the window. Good by J.C. Odom. Have to imagine their sister.
Odin. One's Odin. It's Hope Odin and one's Odin.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't see her on my notes here, but you got the scouting report. You're the guy in charge. So that's going to go to Odom, and it's a 2-point game once again. 6:40 to go in this first half of action. 15-13 our score. Lady Bombers with the ball. Shot is missed, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Van Buren. They tried to save it, but it was bounced out of bounds. Lady Bombers will have it back. They're going to say, yeah, they had a for Van Buren go out like she was going to throw it in, but Parker's going to throw it in here to the right side of the goal. Sarah Williams is coming to the game now. Lake and Moore out of contact as soon as she gets the ball inbounded to her. Throws up the hook shot off
left-handed.
The window.
That's a nice left-handed finish by Lake. And so anytime the ball goes out of bounds, Van Buren is switching to their 2-3 zone. Mountain Home's going to have to start realizing that and know when they call plays, they're going to have to call zone hits coming out of that out of bounds place.
So that's a lot of what they worked on. It's been nothing but zone that Van Buren's run the last couple games. As this one is off the window, good. Should have been a travel. Might have got away with an extra step as Cam Schmidt gets that one to go, and it's 17 to 15 now in favor of the Lady Bombers. Schmidt has got 7 points. As this one's dumped down, it gets back up to Yonkers. Screen from Williams. Going to bounce it down. Good pass as this one is blocked. Rejected by Van Buren. Now they're going to go the other way. That's picked up by Gilbert. Gilbert thought about the three. They're going to give it down to the block to Schmidt. Kicks it out to the far side. Cohn for three. This one is missed and rebounded by Jayla Yonkers.
Right now, Van Buren's getting the favorable calls for sure. There's a walk call on one end that should have been. I think that was a foul down there on Sarah on that end that should have been. But Mountain Home's going to have to play through that.
17-15 our score. A little slow start for everyone. It's playing like it's Saturday afternoon. Parker Husky back to Moore up top. Three-pointer on the way. This one is missed and rebounded down to Gilbert. Gilbert with the basketball. Now it's back up to Cone. Cone's going to drive, throws it off the window. This one is missed and rebounded by Lake and Moore. Coleman puts up the three. This one is good. Whitten Coleman from downtown. Shooting that like her dad did about 20 years ago.
You know, Wynn's a spot shooter. She's not going to be a volume shooter. She's not going to be one that's going to give you a whole lot of shots, but it's going to be one that when she shoots it, she needs to hit it like that right there.
And a whistle and a timeout. Van Buren's going to take their second timeout. We'll take a break with them. 4:44 to go in this first half of action. Lady Bombers with a 5-point lead. We'll take a break. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and the
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers, a family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Back here in Van Buren, Lady Bombers with a five-point lead as they're heading closer to halftime.
Mountain Home switched to 1-3-1 right there. Kind of caught Van Buren. That's why they had to call timeout on their defense.
Goes dumped down. Lakin Moore picks up the basketball, and now they're going the other way.
We switched defenses coming out of that timeout. Van Buren tried to set a set play for the 1-3-1, and we baited them into it.
Moore off the window. Good. Another point for Lakin Moore. Another 2 points. Now she's into double – she's at 9 points. And Lady Bombers have their biggest lead of the ball game. They're up a touchdown and an extra point as they come back down to Johnson. Skip to the far side. Cone thought about a three. Lady Bombers have changed their defense. Three-pointer on the way. This one is missed. And a whistle and a foul. A displacement call under the rim is called. And Lady Bombers will have the ball back.
That's Whitten Coleman right there doing a great job boxing out on Cam Schmidt. And Cameron Schmidt right over the top of her, pushed her out of the way to try to get that rebound.
So that last foul they're going to say was on Cam Schmidt. That's the first foul of the ball game for Van Buren at the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Under four to go now. Lakin Moore with the ball. Gets a double screen from Williams and Parker. Yonkers puts up the floater. This one rattled around. Won't go as it's saved right to the hands of Parker Husky. They'll have a fresh 35. Moore with the ball. Going to drive along the baseline. Back to Husky. Husky between the circles. Comes to this side to Yonkers. She's going to drive to the middle. A little Euro step. Throws it off the window. Won't go. Moore. Sarah Williams saves it right to the hands of Cam Schmidt, and now Van Buren's got numbers going the other way. Schmidt going to drive against Husky, little Euro step, and the bucket's good. The lead's back down to five. That's
great,
a good move.
Great move by a good basketball player right there. Kind of went over the top. Parker was set up for the player control foul. Just an excellent move by Cam Schmidt.
And it wasn't a travel.
No, it was
so
not.
It was a good move. So Lakin Moore puts up the deep three, NBA range, knocks it down, and they respond right back. Lakin Moore with 12 points so far.
I called this before the game. Lakin and Jayla is going to have a big night shooting the ball, and so far they've made me look good.
Well, I think they saw the weather forecast and realized we might not play till next Friday, so I think they're trying to get all the mix they can. And now this one's turned over right to the hands of Lakin Moore. Whitten Coleman stepped in front of the passing lane and got the steal as Moore will walk this one up right in the middle of the jump circle. She's moving from – now she's moving to her left, going to hand it off to Yonkers, and they'll reset. I think they're going to isolate Yonkers or Lakin.
Yep.
Try to get a bucket. Jayla's going to drive. Good defense by Henry as she is fouled. They're going to call a displacement foul. They're going to give that to Brinley Henry. That's her first foul, team second of the ball game.
Anna McCarron coming in right now for Sarah Williams back on the floor. Anna's got two fouls. She's going to have to be smart. I saw Coach Husky and Coach Leonard talking to her as she's going in there and just saying, hey, you got to make sure you don't pick up a cheap third one here at the start end of this first half.
So Jayla has the basketball. Lady Bombers with a fresh 35, 2.5 to go in this first half. They give it over to Moore. A lot of contact there. Holy cow. Moore's going to drive again. Has a lot of contact again. Parker Husky's going to drive. Kicks it back to McCarron on the right elbow. She's going to look. He took her dribble. Coleman going to drive. Met by a double team, and it's picked up by Parker Husky. Husky back to Moore. A whistle and an offensive foul. They're going to call Whitten Coleman with an offensive foul. I think she might have set an illegal screen. But
she did. She got tripped up and was mad that she didn't get a foul call. Got up, tried to go set kind of a frustration screen on one of the Van Buren players, and they called her for it.
So that's her second foul. I think they're going to leave her in there. Trying
to
play.
It's a
Baylor Rittenberg right now. So it's skipped to the far side. That is Henry. And it's turned over. Jayla Yonkers has the basketball now. One-on-one heading towards the rim. And this was knocked out of her hands.
She's out of bounds.
And it was touched out of bounds by that was Aspen Cohn trying to save it, but she was already established out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Mountain Home. Parker will throw in. Looking, gets it to the top of the key. Yonkers, she wants a deep NBA race. Lady Bombers pouring it on early. That is their fifth three of the ball game, and it's an 11-point lead.
Jayla and Lakin are both feeling it. Like I said, if you're going to stop one, you can't stop them both. And the other one, they're just going back and forth.
This jumper is missed. That was by Garrick, and it's picked up by McCarron.
She's just getting hammered.
Holy cow. As this layup is good off the window, that was by Garrick, I believe. Or no, that was J.C. Odom. So the bucket is good by her. That's her sixth point of the night. And now the lead is back under 10. With about a minute 13 to go, Bailey Rittenberg with the basketball. Going to drive to the middle. gives it back out. Yonkers, another three. Man, she's feeling it.
Let's go.
Give me the hot sauce, Brad Coleman.
That's right.
Another three for Yonkers. That's her fourth of the game, and it's 31-19 as they get down to a wide open Van Buren Lady Pointer. Garrick missed it. Rebounded by Yonkers. Lady Bombers could go 2-for-1 here if they're selective.
We want to be smart. We got the big lead. We don't want to do anything. Let's just take a great shot and continue to extend this.
And I go to Jayla Yonkers here.
At, or Lake Monroe, for sure.
And a whistle and a timeout. Coach Dale Leonard wants to talk it over real quick. Draw something up here toward the end of the quarter or the end of the half. We'll take a short little break with them. Timeout, Lady Bombers. Lady Bombers lead 31-19. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back here in Van Buren, Lady Bombers fresh out of the timeout as they're trying to draw something up here at the end of the half. Try to get another bucket and then another stop or maybe another bucket.
You know, one thing they did, they brought Livy Fosness in for Anna McCarn. Van Buren's dropping back in the zone, brought Livy Fosness in so Anna doesn't pick up her third foul before the end of this quarter.
Jayla going to put up another three.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Another three by her. That's five in the first half. As Van Buren scrambling now, puts up a quick shot. This one is missed. Fosnes fighting for the rebound. It's going to roll out of bounds and stay with Van Buren.
No way. They're calling that ball out on the Lady Bombers. Van Buren girl was laying on the floor with the ball out of bounds.
It's going to stay with Van Buren. Johnson will throw in as they're going to put Cam Schmidt back into the game. 13.2 to go. Best we could do is just hope for a stop here. As they go to the far side, three-pointer on the way. This one is missed. Comes right down to Van Buren, right to the hands of Odom, and it's put in by Gehrig. Down to 5 seconds to go. Lakin's going to have to put up a shot here from 1 second left. She doesn't see the clock. Yes, she does.
Got it,
this one is missed short, but the Lady Bombers will head to the halftime huddle with a 13-point lead. Lady Bombers lead 34-21 as we are now at the halftime break. We will take a short little break and talk to Coach Josh Fulcher here at halftime here in just a moment. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next.